This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
He's all excited. Why? Because he gets the opening day start. And they're going to greet him more warmly at the bank.
Oh, Mr. Bybee, why don't we come on over here? We have VIP checking for you.
Would you like a coffee?
That $48,000, would you like to deposit that in tens, twenties, or just thousands?
And is there another check for $48,000 coming tomorrow?
I'm sorry, that was just one, $48 million. Sorry, I shorted you. My bad.
That's 48,000 a day.
Yeah.
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps here, folks. Guardians, Kansas City Royals, today, getting it rolling, Andy.
I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? Because it gives us something just maybe a little bit different to talk about. That gives us all three.
Well, not different, baby.
Three major sports are rolling right now. I mean, we got, you know, all of this, you know, hype and excitement for the Guardians today, for all of Major League Baseball. You know, let's face it, only two teams have started the season so far. So we hop into that today. Obviously, the Cavaliers are rolling. We're rolling. What, magic number is 6. Still starting to rest some guys. I wish they would lock up the top of the Eastern Conference before they start resting it, but that's all right. Yeah, they know what they're doing. So you got Cavs, and then obviously Browns draft. Does it get any better than this right now?
This is
sports Shangri-La.
You think so?
Not really, but that's okay. If we were all winning, it would be. But there's too many question marks on all these teams.
Is there really?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. Oh, I think that's outstanding. One thing we're going to do today.
Yes.
You know, what's a big deal on opening day, right? Who's in the opening day lineup?
Oh, of course. It's always right? The lineup.
That's a big deal. Who's going to be there? Who's the guy? Blah, 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 blah. All that, right?
Correct.
Well, you know what we decided to do today?
I have no idea.
We're going to take a look.
I missed the meeting.
At various opening day lineups. And then we're not going to go extensive on this, but we're going to go over it. Various opening day lineups in key years of franchise history.
Ooh.
You might like it, Andy.
70s? We're going to 70s, 60s?
Oh, there will be some 70s in there.
All right, I'm in 80s.
There will be some 80s in there.
But we really want the 90s. Isn't that what we want?
How about some not ones? The first game ever played by the Cleveland baseball franchise. It was April 24th, 1901.
Oh, Jeff, do you remember? You had your stone tablets for that. I remember
they played at Southside Park in Chicago, Illinois. Cleveland. They didn't have a nickname.
I feel like this all needs to be said in like old-timey radio voice.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
There you go.
Starting for your Cleveland baseball organization today.
Cleveland lost to the Chicago White Sox 8-2.
What a bully day we're having.
The opening day lineup for the first game ever First game ever for Cleveland baseball.
Ready? And for postgame on Two Tin Cans and a Wire, we'll go to Jeff Phelps.
In right field, it was Ollie Pickering. In left field, Jack McCarthy. Center field was Frank Gennis. Jennings. Jennings.
Jeff, if you're not, I mean, seriously, this is very important.
G-E-N-I-N-S. Jennings. Hitting cleanup, your first baseman, George LaChance.
Hopefully everyone's around the radio with their scorebooks.
Bill Bradley played third base and hit fifth. Irv Beck was our second baseman. He hit seventh.
Make sure you come to the game with a suit on. Sixth. We don't want to see any rabble-rousers wearing T-shirts.
There will be no ankles to be seen.
None.
Bill Hallman was your first ever shortstop. He was hitting seventh. Bob Wood behind the plate as the catcher. He hit eighth. And on the mound, the old flamethrower, Bill Hoffer, who went eight innings, gave up eight hits, six runs, six walks.
I've heard Hoffer helped his neighbor with his farm, too, and it's increased his velocity.
And that, folks, was your first ever opening day Cleveland baseball lineup.
And I bet the crowd was very diversified. Not.
Bully!
I'll bet there were a lot of people complaining about the guys wearing hats in front of them because they couldn't see.
That's true. Wow, I've got my good new wool
suit. Take off that fedora.
I've got my wool suit on. What were they thinking? Like, how uncomfortable could it have been to be at a baseball game wearing a suit?
I don't know, but boy, people used to do that like crazy, didn't they?
Well, it was the cigarette companies that kept them going, though. So
we're looking for optimism. Because why? It's opening day.
There is nothing better than watching and taking a look at some of those old sports pictures that are either baseball, especially basketball or hockey, where there is this giant
cloud
plume of smoke over the arena.
That was the Cleveland arena and every other arena. How in the world did those guys get up and down the court? Nonetheless, they're going to play tonight, and there won't be smoking in that arena. Outside now.
That puff of the rosin ball brought to you by Unfiltered Cigarettes.
Are you allowed to be realistic about this team today, or do you just are you only allowed to be optimistic because it is opening day?
Spinner, it's the old tar ball.
I think you got to be realistic. I think you got to be realistic. But I also think there's reason for optimism here. That's just phlegm. It's not tar.
Oh, no, it's phlegm and tar.
If you could cough up the tar, you wouldn't end up with lung cancer. You'd get it all out.
Have you seen how these pitchers used to load the ball up?
Starter? What do you mean? Nine? Of course you're going to throw nine innings today. You're going to be out there till your doubleheader. You'll pitch both of them.
You got 210 pitches. Go.
You'll be fine. You got all winter to heal them up.
This is where I miss Bob Feller.
Way to go, champ.
Bob, how many innings could you throw in a row? I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 in a row? What's the difference? Man.
You guys back now?
No, I'm envisioning.
I could keep going.
Some guy with a wool suit and a glove that was like 10 times bigger than his hand that he left on the mound for the other guy to use to come back up and then do the old windup.
That was even before then, Andy.
What? Oh, they didn't even have gloves then for the first game?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Like cricket? In cricket where they don't wear a glove? That's a six! Boom! I've been watching a lot of cricket.
Are we allowed to talk the opening day now?
This is opening day. We're talking about the origins of the game.
You're talking about guys hacking up tar.
Well, you did give us the lineup that might have done that. Are any of those guys in the Hall of Fame?
I thought Bill Bradley was, yeah. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You don't know the truth.
Do any of those guys have a brick in center field? That's all I care about.
I'm sure somebody's relative does.
Oh, boy. Yep, here we go. Opening day. Pumped.
Can we actually take a look at this team?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hell are they thinking on the right side of the infield? Okay, let's just get that out of the way right now, okay?
Do you think it's weird that a team that, went to the ALCS last year has six different starters in the opening day line, and a pitcher I can get. That's easy. So, but you're talking about six different guys that started the opening day between this year and last year. That was the big trivia question today. It was awesome.
Nice.
So these guys all started last year
on
opening day, but aren't here now. Ramon Laureano, remember him?
Yeah.
Josh Naylor, David Fry, Tyler Freeman, Jimenez, and Bieber all started on opening day last year.
That's tough. You know, can I give you another name for Ramon Laureano?
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel Arias.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy. And I say it for this reason. Okay, you got about a month. How's it going? It's not going very well. Good luck to you. I think that's the same type of deal. I think they want to take a look at Arias. He's out of options. We know that whole thing. All right, we're going to give you one last chance here. We have a lot of games to play. You're not going to stink defensively. If you can hit, it might be your job for this year. If not, good luck to you. We're going to DFA you, and you can end up in Columbus, or you can go sign with fill in the blank.
All right, is it a 30-day or a 20-day or a 10-day contract, then, really, is what we're talking about, right?
I'd say it's 30 anyway.
I think it's 32. Dan,
I think he's got the month.
What do you think, month?
He's got April. But if Juan Brito goes to Columbus and he's hitting like 425 and Arias doesn't hit, that move could happen more quickly.
The other thing I give, like, there are things that I give the Guardians credit for, and sometimes they go with what they believe, or they'll continue trying something that they think can work for the beginning of the season, but they're not scared to bail on it after the first month, are they? They're hesitant to, but they'll bail. I mean, how many times have we seen that happen where guys end up going back to Columbus, and all of a sudden, within a month, they're back up? And we understand where they're at.
When they're young guys, you understand that because you're trying to coach them up and get them better, and they're at the bottom of the roster and blah, 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 blah. I will tell you, I'm still waiting for resolution as to why they traded Josh Naylor. Why they traded Naylor with a year to go. I know he can be a free agent at the end of the year.
I think that's why, Jeff.
Yeah, except for one thing, Andy.
Okay, give me the one thing. Jeff Phelps, one thing.
They traded Josh Naylor with a year to go on his contract.
Okay, they wanted to get something for him.
They brought in Carlos Santana and signed him to a one-year contract and paid him more money than they were going to pay Naylor this year. And I understand that Jimenez is one of the best defensive second basemen we've ever seen, and he really solidified the right side of the infield defense. I don't expect Carlos Santana, despite the fact that he won a gold glove, to be anywhere close to Andrés Jiménez. Arias will be just fine defensively. Santana will be better than Naylor, but the extra good glove at first base doesn't make up for what Josh Naylor brought you offensively.
All right, so,
and I know Santana can hit, but he doesn't hit like Naylor anymore. Yeah, he never did.
How much of it is an insurance policy, though? Thinking that maybe Manzardo or Noel can win that job at first base. For
I don't think it's going to be Noel. I think it's Manzardo.
Yeah, I think so too. But I was throwing it out there.
Can play, as we've mentioned, he can play first. So can Nolan Jones.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you do have guys.
I do
Daniel
like the thought
Schneeman
of having
can play anywhere.
Tell me you don't like the fact of having a 6'5" first baseman.
I like that idea.
I do too.
And or a 6'6" in Nolan Jones.
Yeah.
So I think that's swell. I just for the life of me. If you were going to trade Josh Naylor, Andy, I don't mean to. This isn't meant to be harmful. Okay,
go ahead, don't be harmful. Hang on, let me.
I wanted more than a compensatory pick or whatever the heck it is, and Slade Ciccone.
Oh, don't talk about Slade that way. Slade's going to be here before you know it.
Doing what?
He'll be
rehabbing.
No, he'll be helping out this team.
I mean, you traded a guy who hit 30 bombs and drove in 100.
Okay.
And then you paid an old guy more money than you were going to have to pay him. It's not like you traded him and got a great return, we would think. You got a draft pick and you got a pitcher who is injured who you thought might have a chance to make the starting rotation. You traded 30 bombs and 100 RBIs for what you thought was probably a bullpen arm for now.
Jeff, this team, though, it's always I can close my eyes and look at all the press releases and we said, oh, they traded the guy that was loved by the fans and or at least liked by the fans and, you know, was somewhat productive, maybe a little bit better than productive. And then you saw like five names of guys that you'd never heard of that were in the minors somewhere else across the country, and there was a TBA in there. And all of a sudden, I don't know, you get a Grady Sizemore out of the back end of that, one of those. I know that's an old reference at this point, but it always seems to be that They always seem to be pretty smart about that.
Primo prospects when you traded Bartolo.
Yeah, but you can go back to other stuff.
And you traded 30 homers and 100 RBIs off a team that surprised last year, and you were hoping could do it again, and you haven't. I like Carlos. Carlos doesn't hit like Josh, unless Chris Antonetti was like speaking through his teeth when he said, no, we're not concerned about an injury. Explain the first base move to me, folks. I'm looking for an answer. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan with news.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. Titans will attend a private workout with for potential number one pick Cam Ward tomorrow, sources say, after Ward worked out for the Browns yesterday. His only two. Meanwhile, Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders has workouts for the Titans and Browns in the days following his pro day.
A little quarterback talk coming up later on as well. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.